With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The father of the last living American hostage held by Hamas in Gaza is hoping the Trump administration negotiators can help bring his son home safely. Addie Alexander says he wonders whether the Israeli government can secure the freedom of his son and is more hopeful about the U.S. chances. White House condemns the rising vandalism of Tesla cars and showrooms.
Attacks on Elon Musk's electric car company are cropping up and have been on the increase since the CEO became a controversial advisor in the Trump administration. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the attacks are despicable and that Democrats have remained largely silent.
Democrats were big supporters of Tesla and of electric vehicles until Elon Musk decided to vote for Donald Trump. So we would like Democrats to also come out and condemn this heinous violence.
President Trump has said Tesla vandalism amounts to domestic terror. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump administration winning a standoff with an Ivy League school.
Columbia University agreed Friday to put its Middle East Studies Department under new supervision and overhaul its rules for protest and student discipline. The school, acquiescing to an ultimatum by the Trump administration to implement those and other changes, or risk losing billions of dollars in federal funding.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says earlier this month, the Trump administration pulled $400 million in research grants and other funding over the school's handling of protests against Israel's military campaign in Gaza. City council members in Fort Myers, Florida, have agreed to allow local police to be trained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That reverses a decision earlier in the week that failed the memorandum. This is SRN News. LGBT agenda is embraced by another mainline Protestant denomination.
Leaders of the Presbyterian Church USA have amended the organization's constitution to bar discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Meanwhile, a separate proposal that would require any prospective PCUSA clergyman to answer questions about his stance on homosexuality is still being considered by the churches. Mainline denominations have increasingly embraced the LGBT agenda and lost membership as a result. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trump administration wants UN agencies that receive or disburse U.S. funding to explain what they are spending it on. A questionnaire has been sent to the agencies, including questions about a wide range of issues, including whether they provide any abortion-related services or do work on DEI, or other ideology issues. This is SRN News. Oh, different thoughts when it comes to sports betting. Here's John Scott.
Most U.S. adults think betting on professional sports should be legal, but they don't feel the same way about college sports. According to a new AP NORC survey, about 6 in 10 Americans think betting on professional sports should be legal in their state, the poll found, but only about 4 in 10 adults said the same thing about legalized wagering on college sports. After years of opposition, professional sports leagues and teams have embraced legalized wagering. Despite these shifts, Americans aren't more open to sports betting than they were a few years ago. John Scott reporting.
Lawmakers in Georgia approving tax breaks for farmers and timber workers who were hurt by Hurricane Helene. That could be worth some $300 million. House members gave the measure final approval Friday. It now goes to Governor Brian Kemp for his signature. More details at SRNnews.com.